This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. All arrangements are in place for the voting of the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections today. 49 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories will be covered under this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to polls in this phase. Voting will begin at 7 in the morning and end at 6 p.m. The prominent candidates whose fate will be decided in this phase include BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal, Smriti Irani, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and K.L. Sharma, Umar Abdullah of the National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP, Ram Vilas. Campaigning for the remaining two phases of parliamentary elections are in full swing. While the sixth phase of polling will be held on the 25th of this month, the seventh and final phase of polling will take place on the 1st of June. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed several rallies in Jharkhand and West Bengal yesterday. Speaking at public meetings in Purulia, Bishnupur and Medinipur constituencies of West Bengal, Mr. Modi said the TMC welcomes infiltrators, but it strongly opposes the Hindu minorities who have come to India after being persecuted. He said the process of granting citizenship under CAA has started and the Congress, Trinamool Congress and left parties could do nothing to stop it. Addressing an election rally in Jamshedpur in Jharkhand, Prime Minister Modi said, for the development of the country, businesses are of paramount importance. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah, while addressing the election rally in Phulpur, Prayagraj, attacked the INDI alliance. He said that the people of the country want to see Narendra Modi as the Prime Minister for the third time. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and SP President Akhilesh Yadav attended a joint public meeting in the Allahabad constituency. In Bihar, JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed election rallies in Vaishali, Gopalganj and Sivan parliamentary constituencies. He enumerated developmental works done under JDU-BJP-led NDA government in the past 17 years. Senior leaders of the BJP, Lok Jan Shakti Party and Hindustani Awam Morcha also held public meetings in support of NDA candidates in Maharajganj, Sivan, Baksar, Ara, Jehanabad and other poll-bound Lok Sabha segments. On the other hand, Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said his party has never supported the reservation on religious basis. With just 4 days left for campaigning for Lok Sabha polls in national capital Delhi, all political parties are trying their best to woo the voters. The campaigning in the city is reaching its peak. Today, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address a public meeting at Sangam Vihar in South Delhi Lok Sabha constituency. BJP National President JP Nadda will hold a roadshow in Malviya Nagar area of New Delhi Parliamentary Constituency. Party leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will address a public meeting in Mayur Vihar in East Delhi Constituency today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government's biggest focus has been on governance. In an interview with a TV channel, Mr. Modi said that the government has modernized railways and created infrastructure. He also emphasized on the mantra of pro-people, good governance. The Prime Minister said India is on a take-off stage in industrial revolution. Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei has urged the people to pray for the return of Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi and others on board the helicopter which made a hard landing and has not yet been located. He also asserted that Iran does not need to be worried and said that the country's administration will not be disrupted at all. In IPL cricket, the match between Rajasthan Royals and Kolkata Knight Riders was abandoned due to rain at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati last night. Earlier in other match, Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Punjab Kings by 4 wickets at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.